Okay, today's daf is Ksubas Daf Chaf, and today we're going to revisit a sugya we discussed way back in Yevamis on Daf Lamed Ches, but it's one of the Iker sugyas here in Yevamis and in Ksubas. We'll hopefully add one or two points as well, but it's a very important sugya to review the sugya, to review the Makoros, because a lot of them come up on today's daf as well. And that is the sugya of Shtaros, the power of a shtar. Because today, towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Kosev Adam, this is the Tosefta, Kosev Adam may do so al Ashtar, a person could write down his Eidus on Ashtar, if he's not sure whether he is going to remember his Eidus, so he could write down his Eidus on Ashtar, Rashi, Imasa'uhu Eid Bedavar, V'yarei L'shochacho, Kosvo al Chatichas Klaf, Umatznia. If a person is not worried that he might forget his Eidus, he could write it down on a piece of paper. Umeir aleha afil la'achar kamashanim and use it to testify. Rashi al pi osoksav afilu la'achar kamashanim. Even after many years. Amar Rafuna v'hucha zochra me'atzmo. Rafuna says this is only if he remembers from himself. Rashi below re'ias hashtar nizkar ksas me'iduso me'elav. As long as he remembers some of it before he even looks at the paper, then the paper could help make him think of some details that he didn't remember beforehand. But if he totally doesn't remember anything without the shtar, then Rav Huna says no good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afal pi she'in zocher me'atzmo. Rabbi Yochanan says no, even doesn't remember anything by himself. But the shtar helps jar the memory. Ela la'achar sharag b'shtar nasan belibo v'nizkar shlodesh takach mi'eno kol kach. He didn't forget it so much. Shekshamazkirim lo nizkar. He remembers after he looks at the paper. Aval eino nizkar legamre. Rashi says the only thing excluded according to Rabbi Yochanan is if he doesn't remember at all, even afterwards. Lo. Drachmana amar mipihem velo mipiksavam. Because the Torah says mipihem, you have to give edus from their mouth and not from the mouth of the paper, right? Me piyam v'lo mipiksavam. That's the sugya that comes up elsewhere. That's what Rashi quotes here, and that would be the problem according to Rabbi Yochanan. And Amar Rabba, Shraminam mid Rabbi Yochanan. From Rabbi Yochanan, you know what you learn. As long as he remembers, once the memory is jarred, Hani betray diyadi saduso minshi chaminayu. If two people know testimony and one of them forgot, midkar chavachavri, one could remind his friend. Right? What's the difference between being reminded by the paper and being reminded by a friend? Both of them are external forces that are helping jar the memory, and in that way remembering the testimony. And the Gemara says, what about himself? Asmo Mai, what about the Baal Din? Could the Baal Din himself remind him? Do we assume that maybe that's going to be too much bias and it's not going to be objective or not? So that's what the Gemara gets into. Atzmo lo, we end up saying Atzmo cannot remind him, because that would be too much not looking good and maybe not trustworthy. Unless the Gemara says serve a mirabanan, maybe there could be a difference. Fine, that's what the Gemara goes into. But so Rashi here brings up the Gemara about mipiyam ol mipik savam. This is a sugya that comes up right here in Tosfos and Rishonim elsewhere. Yevamis daf lamed aleph, Yevamis daf lamed ches, Gittin daf gimel, and that is how a shtar works. How a shtar works, because Rashi quotes this principle, mipiyam ol mipik savam. You have to testify by mouth and not by a shtar. So the Gemara here talks about the Edim remembering their testimony by looking at the shtar. But what about the shtar itself? What if you have a shtar that's signed by two Edim? Why is that good? Why is that allowed? If two Edim sign a shtar, they're testifying through the shtar. Isn't that a violation of Mipiyam v'lo Mipiksavam? Right, that's what the Gemara says in Yevamis and Daflamet Aleph Mabez. V'rachmana Amar. Mipiyam v'lo Mipiksavam. So the Gatosis there asks, so how does a shtar work? How does a shtar work? Mipiyam v'lo Mipiksavam. So says the Tosfos, quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, maybe that is only to exclude an Elaim. Maybe to exclude an Elaim, someone who cannot, doesn't have the power to talk, so then that is excluded. Meaning, says Tosfos there, Laman Aleph Amid Beis, V'yamar read the Shema Me Rabbeinu Tam, She'noagin Achshav, She'sholchin Ha'edim, Edusum Miksav Yadin Lebezdim. Edim, let's say they can't make it, they're too old, they're on the other side of town, the other side of the world, they send their Edus in writing. V'lo karina, baby, people will be savam. Why not? They don't come to court. They just send their testimony. Kivan Shem Zochrin Edusan. Since they remember their Edus, right? Tosfos there. I didn't quote it, but Tosfos quotes our Gemara, Ksubis Daf Chaf. Since they remember their testimony, they can send it to Beis Din. Father Tani Perik Bisha Achsu Imlo Yakid Prali Ilaim Shein Yochel Adaber Uparfa Amay Vahari Yochel Adaber Bitoch Aksav. Why didn't the Gemara there in Gittin have this possibility of Sadiq Ibechsav? Shiny Edus. Rachmana Amar Mipiyam, let me pick Savam, Shiny Elaim, Shaina Roy Lahagid, Kidamrina, call Shaina Roy Labila. He quotes from Menachas Daf Kovav, he quotes the Din of Reb Zeira. So sometimes halacha requires the potential of doing something, even though you don't need the actuality. So that's the Din of Mipiyam, let me pick Savam. Edim require the ability, the potential to give the testimony verbally. If they have that power to give it verbally, so then they would be able to write their testimony as well. The Gemara just excludes Elam because he doesn't have that ability. That is what Tosfos says in the name of Rabbi Yonatan. That's one answer. There's another answer. Rashi says in Gittin, Urche Bahachi. What exactly does that mean? So we will have to see. But then we have the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Edus, Paragimel Halacha Dalid, has a very important shita, which all the Achronim wonder about. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, the Rambam talks about Edus in that parak. The Rambam talks about Drisha v'Chakira, and after discussing Drisha v'Chakira, Din Torah, Shei Mekablon Edus, Lo B'Dinei Mamadus, Lo B'Dinei Nefashus, Elam B'Pi Edim. Midaraisa, Kabbalas Edus is only with Edim. Mipi Edim, Shenemar Alpi Shnayim Edim. Mipiem, V'Lo Mibiksav Yadan. They have to be there. They have to verbalize it. They have to say it over. They can't write it. Aval midivrei sofrim. That's the magical, mysterious phrase that sometimes means durabanan and sometimes means learned out from drushas chazal. But often it means durabanan. That's how Rov Acharonim understand the Rambam here. Midivrei sofrim shachotchen dinim mamanis be'edus shebeshtar. Afal pi sheino edim kayamim. Wow, midivrei sofrim, you rely on shtar. Even though the edim are there, so that people will lend money, because if they're not allowed to collect, unless the edim are there, they're not going to lend money in the first place. So a takana d'rabanan, that's what this definitely sounds like, even though it uses the lashon midivrei sofrim, which is used in different context, but here, kedei shelo tino dalos, vein donin be'edus shebishtar, kid bidine knasos, vein sarach lomar b'makas u'begalus elamipiem v'lomim v'ksav yadon. Dafka, by dine mamanis, we allow midrabanan edus shebishtar. That's what the Rambam says. You look in the Kesef Mishnah, right, he wonders about this. V'kasha, heichi matzi kasvi, right, he quotes the Gemara about mipiem v'lomipik savam, how does it work? And then he quotes the Rambam's answer, midrabanan. And then he quotes the Rashbats, for Rashbat the Tashbates. Right. What is the Rambam talking about? It goes from the Tashbates, but also the Ramban, earlier than the Tashbates. What is the Rambam talking about? Shtar, Edus Shebishtar is Durabanan. Devandai Edim Achasumin Bishtar Ksherim. The Kakas of Arif, Perak Dal Rachem and Yavamis. Avol Shtara Dinafik Vachulu. Edu Mikra Mali, Dibra Akasav. Right. Sadus Bakasav Yiknu. Vachasim, Pasuk in Yirmiyo. So shtaris are learned now from Sukkim, right, in the Kiddushin. Va'ani omer. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the major problem with the Rambam. What does it mean that shtaris are durabanan? Right, the Ramban in the Shrushim, in Shorish Beis, takes the Rambam to task. Right, what is the Rambam talking about? We'll get back to the Kesef Mishnah in a minute. But the Rambam here, in the Ramban here in Shorish Beis, the Ramban wonders. Kfar Yatza Od Ben Yizar Rav Shalom, he quotes the lashon of shtaris drabanan. Here, this is the lashon of the Ramban. V'yavav bisha matzah rav b'gemara. Even though it says in Kiddusha Chavav, sharmu chasim ha-se'edim min ha-kasav ha-shene'emar, it quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, don bazeh shumi drabanan kishar kol divrei nevua, shi'u gozer b'hem shem drabanan v'masiyu azeh, shemas lo dvarav, kefidaito mipiyev lo b'viksavam. It's mipiyev lo b'viksavam, and the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. That's what the Ramban puts together. V'kvar heishivu alav chach miyadoros, bazeh tshuvos gemuros. Einon ne'elamos, mikol mevin ima Talmud, shvehen sha'anu donim begitin. What about a get? Get is daraisa. Well, you're going to tell me get is not daraisa. Begitin is pasuk in Chumash, be'ede chasima bilvar. We just use ede chasima. V'ha'isha ha'motzi elefaninu get, chasum, kaimen oso b'chosma, v'matirin oso li'inase, alpuy ede shebishtar. We allow women to get married based on Eidah Shabashtar, Vizela Devri Ako, Umafurish Amru, which says in Gittin, Eidim Chaschos Ben Alagent, Mipre Tikana Olam, Vihikshab Tikana Olam, Daraisu, Tixiv Vakasim, Besir Vakasim, Eid Eidim, Amarava, Lonitzrachel Arbalaza, Dama Eidim Asira Karsi, Takina Rabana, Eidi Chasima, the Zin and the Maisi Sadi, maybe the Eidim are going to die, Inami Dazli Nesayam. Also, Aliba Razesh, Shalando, and Amikra, Vakasa, Vasev, Vakasa, Eidim, Daraisa. So you see, it's Daraisa in all these cases. Umash Amr, Kiyim Shtaris, Darabana, what is Kiyim Shtaris? That's opposite of the Rambam, because the extra Chiyiv of verification of Shtaris is Darabanan. The Minat Torah below Kiyim, done in Bahem, Kamoshi Eskir, Betchilas Gittin, right on Gittin, Dav Gimel, Bedinu, the Kiyim Shtaris, Lo Liboy, Kedamar Ishlakish, Eidim, Chasuman, Alashtar, Nasa, Kamisha, Nechri, Dizim, Abezdin, Rabbananu, De Itzrich, Vakabisha, Miguna, Akilubay, and therefore, Uvani Motse, Din Nefashav, Din Nekanasos, Be'edah Shemishtar. And the Rambam says, but for sure not Nefashos and Kanasos, Yushtar has importance for that too. Ruven, Shayelo, Evet Kanani, Vahosi Shimon Shtar, Chasim Shemachrulo, Ruven is an Evet Kanani, and Shimon is a Shtar that he bought him, Rishon, Eino, Bedin, Yomo Yomayim. Right, so who has the din of Yomo Yomayim, that if he hits the Evet and he dies within a day or two, that's a Nafkamina Midaraisa. Afgirim b'daraisa elanera galav asheni yester b'din yomu yomayim kiddush Ruvain as isha b'de chasima. What if Ruvain is the kaddish isha with kiddush ishtar uba aleha Shimon shahaya baila v'hotzia get mimenu chasum be'edim nera galeha v'chem b'dine hashor v'habor chayavin kofer v'shloshim be'eved b'riyish l'ishtar. So it's all Dinish Daris has many Nafkaminas Daraisa level. Vcheke Nechalipin, Vizema Shaya Badati Lechtov ala Iker, Hu Betachlis Akitzer, Viatadiki Ochimos Rabos, Begamara Sosros and Yano, many other Gemaras, Kiasefer Azel, Aravzal and Yano, Mi Inyano Mamtakim, Vekubo Machmadim, Milvad Ha Iker Azeh, Shihu Oker Harim Gedolim Betalmud. I love the Rambam, the whole Mishnah Torah, except this din. This then, it's cool. He says, "Kulo inyano mamtakim v'kulo machmadim." Except this, where it's okar harib betalmudu mapil chomos betzuros begemara v'inyan lalomdi agemara ra umar yishtaka hadaver v'lo yomar. The Rambam is very strong. The Ramban is very strong in terms of the Ramban. So, what exactly is the Rambam talking about? So, back to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah back in Ilchas Edus v'ani omer v'imehalo kasha tahaykra divrei kabbalahu v'lo divrei Torah. Okay, that one gemara in kiddushin akashali. But we say many places, Kiyim Shtaris Drabanan, right? And therefore he leaves the Rambam Mitzorachian. The Kesef Mishnah leaves the Rambam Mitzorachian. How do you answer? So there are many, many suggestions for the Rambam. If you remember, the Megillah Esther says right there, the Rambam, maybe the Gemara in Gittin and Dav Gimel is not a Raya against, because it doesn't say Kimi Sheheidu Bebezdin, it's Kimi Shenechkara Edusan Bebezdin. Right? It means we accept it and they can't retract. But they have to come and testify before. Also, again, it's not against the postures leading of the Rambam. The Shach also has a big discussion of this in Simen Chav Ches. That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Chorchen dini mamanis be'eda shebishtar af al pi de'ein ha'edim kayamim. Kadesh lo teno delas befrei lovin. That's what the Rambam's Lashon of Divrei Sofrim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach quotes all of this from the Megillah, from the Ramban, all the Kashas, and he quotes from the Megillah Esther, where he might have gotten this from, back and forth, but this is the Shach has a big discussion of it, and leaves the Rambam Bitzarachin. Comes along the Nesivus. The Nesivus, there, on that Rambam, in Chav Ches Zayin, the Nesivus says, maybe there's a chilek between Shtarei Raya and Shtarei Kinyan. That is the difference between the Rambam. The Rambam said, what's Eidah Shebishtar by Shtarei Raya? By Shtar Milveh. But Shtar Kinyan, says the Nesivus, that of course is Daraisa. That's a get and that's a Shtar Kiddushin. Ayin Shach Shevikushis HaRamban Al HaRambam Mehada Amrinan Vishas Begidde Vikiddushin Vishtari Kinyan to be Daraisa Vishakli Vivisa Vish Tau Sofer Sham Vishach. He quotes Amad Daraisa and Sorla Kaim Vishakla Finis Daiti Nirli Ashi the shiny Gittin Vikiddushin Vishtari Kinyan Mishtari Raya. That's the difference, says the Nesivus. The Rambam only meant it by Shtarei Raya, not by Shtarei Kinyan. What's the difference? So that we get to today's daf. There's a fundamental difference between Eidah Shebichsav. I'm just going to write down, I saw Reuven lend money to Shimon. So I'm going to write that down, and then you're going to have it as testimony. That's Eidah Shebishtar. And that is a problem of people we pick Savam. That's Eidah of a Shtar Raya. But a shtar is a different world. A shtar is a different world. What's a shtar? So that's Tosfos right here. Tosfos Iksubas Daf Chaf. That's why we have to talk about this today also. Tosfos asks, how does this work? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos on Amud Beis. He quotes the problem of Mipiyam Alo Mipi Ksavam, as Tosfos there said earlier. Kivichu Zoch, Reid Varashi, Pir, Fer, Shachubash, Mipiyam Alo Mipi Ksavam, Shalish Lab, Ksavi, Dusal Abezdin. Inami Amari, Deirechad Mo, Bishtar, Imi Shnei Shtaraz, Bechalach, and Chasav, Echad, Chashav, Kishtar Shalem, talks about Eid Echad Bishtar, which is a big topic. The Yesh Lomar, the Chashav Shtar, El Kisha Asui, Midas Shnehem, Midas Halove, Shehu Chayiv, Oz Chashav Shtar. There's an ingredient in a shtar, right? It's not that just two people are writing as a third party. It's written midas shneim, midas halove shu chayiv oz chasev shtar. Aval hacha shekosev eduso shlo midas halove lo chasev shtara. Tes Tosfos, the das of the love is one of the ingredients that helps create a shtar. What does that mean exactly? So that's the Tosfos here, and that's the Balamar. The Balamar also says it even more graphically in Yevamos and Naflam and Aleph. A shtar, mipik savam, is a problem. Mipik savam, from the mouth of the Edom. But mipik savo is not a problem. What's mipik savo? That means what's called an achronim, das hamischayev. The Das HaMeschayev, so when the Das HaMeschayev, this is Daf Tesman Aleph and the Daf Yerif, says the Baal Amar in Yevamos. The Pirish Pirik HaNachon Kach, Mipik Savam Hu, Shepasli Yidusan, Ava Mipik Savo Lo, V'chosh Dari Ava, U'mekach U'memkar, Halove, V'hamocher, Hu Shemitzave Es Ha'edim, V'amar Kisvu V'chismu, V'chem B'giti Nashim, V'einze Mipik Savam, Ela Mipik Savo. A shtar is the concretized das hamischayev. We take the das of the one who's committing himself, the fact that he allows his das, his commitment, to be written down, that is a new creation of shtar. Right, that's different than Edus Bishtar Bebezdin. Right, that's what Reish Lakish is teaching us. Right, Dasim is Chayiv. Right, Kamosha Nechker Edusim Bebezdin. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Gimel. The Rabban even has one line in about this. Eino Bishtar Shebal Dover Kosev. So also found in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua writes in the Kutras Achron about Get. The Edus HaGet Lav Edus Gamur Mikri. It's not Edus Gamur. Shere In Kosim Belashen HaEdus Befanenu Gireish Ploni. It's not like just two people witnessing a gerushin. Ella kol ksav aget nusaf divrei habal hein. It's the Baal talking. V'hu maftech gadol be'inyan haget. Again, midas ha'mischayef. Maybe that's the pshat of the Nesivis giving pshat of the Rambam. Right? The whole chiddush is v'shtar kinyan, not v'shtar raya, because v'shtar kinyan has das ha'mischayef in it. Right? That's the difference. That's what's suggested by Reb Chaim and Reb Soloveitchik and the Ar Sameach in Edus Yud Alevav, right? A Chaloshem Shtar, which could later work as a Raya. The Get functioned as a Shtar Raya afterwards. But that Shtar Kinyan is created through the Das HaMeschayev. That creates the Kinyan and gives it the Araisa significance. This has many nafkaminas, this understanding, including also on today's daf, for the Gemara here on Yutesim Abayis, going over to Chaf and Aleph. Again, we mentioned some of this back in Yevamos, but a lot of it has to do with today's daf, so we are going over it and hopefully adding some things as well. Right, the two people, what happened is a shtar, and the two other people say they were puzzled when they wrote it. Right, two people signed the shtar, and they died. And two other people from the Shuk say, we know this is their Ksav Yad, but they were Anusim, Ketanim, Sule Edus, they are Ne'eman. But if we have Ksav Yad from coming out, we have Kim Shtaris from a different star, so then they're not Ne'eman. They're not Ne'eman, these two other Edim. They're not Ne'eman. So Rav Sheshis, the Gemara asks, isn't this Treu Trei? Why should we be able to collect from the star? Treu Trei. So the Gemara ends up saying, but if it is... if the Edom were actually even here, we would say that possibly they wouldn't be trusted. So a shtar has even more power, possibly, than the Edom if they are just not even here. They're just written on the shtar. And the Gemara calls it Trei U'Trei. How can it be called Trei U'Trei? The shtar has special power, as if the Edom are mamish still here, and sometimes even stronger, because the shtar talks. The shtar is able to say, this is a kosher shtar. The shtar is able to say that these are Edom. that are kosher, and it's an unpaid shtar, right? The Gemara in Tosas in Gittin Adav Dalet says Hakol behechsher nase. That's the language of the power of the shtar. So that's what the Tosas there in Daf Dalet. It's made on events that didn't even happen yet, right? When the shtar was written, obviously it wasn't parua yet, and now it's still not parua, right? So Hakol behechsher nase. That's what tfisas bal hashtar continues. Right? There's a discussion about what about hazama on ed shebeshtar. That's a machlokas here in Yud Beis Mevez and the Daf Yarif here in Ksubis. Right? The Ran quotes from the Baal Amor. There's no hazama on ed shebeshtar. Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif also say, why is there no hazama on ed shebeshtar? Because maybe it wasn't written at that time. Sheme ichru v'kasvu. Maybe they post-dated it. So they say, oh, you were with us at that time, but that wasn't the real time. That wasn't the real time. Nafkamina, what if they say, well, if you know for sure that wasn't post-dated, then there can be hazama. But if the Baal Amor says fundamentally, there's no hazama. There can't be hazama on Edim Shebeshtar. They have to be there. So that might be a chiddush in Edim Zomim, or that might be a chiddush in Shtar. In Hajar of Salvechik and Shire Harav and Gittin says maybe hazama didn't Kabbalah Edis. There's no Kabbalah Edis here. But other, the Primosha says, Dasim is Chayev. Dasim is Chayev means I'm a Kabbal, everything that might happen in the future. What about Shtar of a Goy? That's also a big discussion. Tosfos in Kedushin says the shtar can't work with a guy. The Shulchan Aruch passes the other way. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya and Hilchas Avadim Reish Samach Zayin Chav Gimel seems to say it would work. A Yisrael could be Kona and have a Kanani from a guy with a shtar. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger sings this against Tosfos. The Eir Kedushin Daf Yudalid, right? The Yalkut in Esther says that Haman sold himself to Mordechai, and he uses the lashon of Vakasavlo Hare Haman. Ani Haman Avdo Shel Mordechai. So it sounds like it was written. V'kasavlo. Either way, maybe it could be whether a guy could have this Dasa Mischayev or not. Right? So there's nafkaminas, and there's so much about Shtar that we could talk about, but this again is about just the yesod of the creation of Shtar that has to do with our daf and the Rishonim's discussion of Mipi Amo Mipi Ksavim.